Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everybody, so everybody tune in. Everybody come on, plug into what we're about, okay? Right now, I am the one and only Talk Dude. On the other side of this line is the one and only Comedy Organic OK. You are listening to Satisfying the Greatness Within You, all right? And that's what this show is. That's what we're trying.
The show is called today. It's called Seeing the Change from the Past, Being the Change for the Future. Yes, thank you, everyone. Talk Dude is that one of them days everyone does. I had one earlier today.
Thank you for correcting me. See, it's so hard to keep track of everything we're doing here. Even I'm having trouble juggling. When you juggle, eventually you're going to drop. All right, it's 7 o'clock on the dot here. Please, we invite you to call in. Let us know what's going on with you, what you're thinking. I mean, we're telling you what we're thinking, but we'd like to know what's going on with you, too. What's in your head? We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. All right. Now, once again, organic. Let's talk a little bit about how they can basically, really, literally, see changes within themselves.
Come on. I don't want to come across like a social worker or someone that knows more than the person knows that's experiencing it, because then it becomes kind of neglecting to the spirit of being organic. Organic is ability to naturally enhance and understand people when things are naturally understood by them. But you're taking a role, sir, that is too many variables, that you're dealing with too many types of people, too many types of situations. This is generalized, a concept that don't fit everybody. So don't do that anymore, okay, with the show. Don't take the same approach that you have, because then you undermine what the intention of organic means. You're making it more process. I don't want the show to be processed. So everyone, I want you to dive into organic of your ability.
Yes, do that. I mean, look, that's what I'm trying to get everybody to do too. We talk a lot about organic living.
Yeah, but you gotta scope the organic opposition that the people are dealing with. Once you scope what people are dealing with, you can't just make it seem like everybody's going to get on board because everybody are agreeable and easy to manage. It's far from that. It's like bringing a cookie in the house for one person and it's eight people in there trying to devour the cookie before you even get it out your hand. You don't understand how much it's important the way you approach people. It actually can set the pace of something that you can't maintain. Can you maintain to run your fastest all day, every day? No, you can't, because it's unrealistic. So you don't want to put yourself in a situation where the strength that you're giving somebody is burned out, because people will use your strength in a way that it could be used against you. People have volunteered. People have pledged the magnitude or appetite of caring, and people have sit there and laugh because they figure out a way to undermine the change. Let the change can help one person, and you don't realize you can help many of people with the format. So don't be so willing to just talk and say things that people want to undermine. It's an investment you got to be more clear about than just saying something. Your life, somebody just tell you a lot of things, you're not just going to do it. You got to have somebody walk you through these steps, some of these things. They got to be like a assistant. Now, we got to understand, as assistant, how we help somebody the best. Like, oh, man, just give me some money, you know, or just give me this. I had this conversation yesterday with someone. I said, well, how can I help you?
Mm-hmm.
They said, well, give me some this particular drink they wanted. I'm like, I tell people that I know, I'm not buying them liquor. I'm not buying them no cigarettes. So I'm going to tell somebody I don't know, I'm going to sit there and buy them liquor, buy those things like that when I'm against that? All right, Tom, dude, go ahead and talk. Listen.
All right. All wise words, of course. Listen, good people. Now, here. One of the goals we're trying to get you to do is basically, here's how you see the change for the past and be the change for the future. You see what is. You see what is out there, what is happening, and then you look ahead to see what you'd like to be. Ask yourself where you are right now. Then ask yourself what you want, where you want to be. That's the next step. And before you know it, you take off running. See, a lot of things basically about life, we're often at the mercy of circumstance. We have the worst circumstances. We often basically try to think, like, dang it, how can I be better? We have a lot of escapist fantasy, the way we wish life would be, but we don't realize it's not basically that mindset, that part of your mind there is not just there to fantasize about. See, your mind is trying to tell you where you should be. And so many guys basically just accept it the way it is, whatever, like, that's life. C'est la vie, which is what that's life means in French. But really, it doesn't have to be that way. That's a cop-out. See, a lot of people basically just accept what they let life push them into submission, keep them down and stay down. Maybe I can get comfortable in this pigeonhole that I'm in. Now, it doesn't have to be that way. But wait, that's a cop-out. Tell yourself, I can get out of this. I can be better than this. I can have it all. Understand yourself. Take a moment. Okay, try this. Take a moment to transcendentally meditate. Realize where you are. See your goals as pure as day and decide how you're going to get there, how you are going to accomplish it. Understand. When you understand yourself and the way the world is and how we're basically meant to progress past that, how to better things, before you know it, you're off and running. You're taking off. You're getting where you need to be. Again, I'm getting a lot of background noise and static where you were. This is not soundproof plumbing. This is radio. Thank you. Where are you right now? Who are you right now? Ask yourself that for a second. Who are you? Who do you want to be? Who are you meant to be? Once again, that's what seeing the change for the past, being the change for the future is all about. You can make your own personal history. It's a fact. Have that. Be that. Personal greatness. The way it's meant to be. You are a potential dynamo. Just meant to light up. Explode with your personal greatness. There are people out there who don't know how to do it themselves, who aren't willing to, who are afraid to take it, and they're going to try to keep you down with them because it's crowded at the bottom, in the middle. They want more company. See, they don't want you to reach your fullest potential because they're afraid. Not only do they not realize how possible it is, but in a way, they're afraid if you do, they'll lose you. They're out of friend. People who often focus on personal greatness, you know, it can be, there's not a lot of company when you're trying to reach for that brass ring. It doesn't, basically, can be all about self-preservation. Because it's all about self, a lot of people are afraid to take that risk, that change. They find comfort in familiarity. Even if it's a bad familiarity, even if it's a part of their life that they're tired of, but they don't have the energy and will to change. They want to just give up. That is a thing. Listen to me. Can be better. You are meant to be better. You're meant to make those little steps of basic progress every day. A lot of people out there are making history. A lot of people are changing. It's time for you to be one of them. It's time for you to get on by. You were made to work. You were meant to work. The first step is imagining yourself as better. The first is imagining yourself better than you are right now. Imagine. Imagine. You can be great. You were meant to be. You were meant to be better. It's surprising how many people never take the plunge or the risk. They're too afraid of the risk. They're too afraid of falling. Because here's the thing about life. Sometimes when you fail, you strike out, you feel like you don't get the chance to try again. You can lose what little you have. Understand what is. Understand the greatness. When you're satisfying your personal greatness, it can be a lot of work. It can be exhausting to, you know, having to constantly maintain success, keep your nose to the grindstone. Some people self-sabotage. Because being a bum is easier, isn't it? You just sit back and do nothing listlessly. It's familiar to you, and it's a lot less work. Listen to me. You are meant to be something. Everybody out there listening, make some time. Make an omelet, basically. Break some eggs. Go where you need to go. You are meant to do that. Take steps right now. Don't wait. Sometimes we wait for the New Year's. We wait for all the planets to be in perfect alignment. We wait for all the stars in the sky to shine. Don't wait. Do it now. Make your personal history. Make us all proud. Remember, you heard the message right here on seeing the change for the past, being the change for the future. The show that lives up to its title. Organic, are you there? I think we lost him.
I'm here. What do you need? Just talk. You don't need to talk that much. Go on and talk.
Okay. All right. Okay. Make an itemized list of what you're not going to settle for anymore, but what you want to change. There are a lot of life coaches out there who can help you out with professionalism, betterness in every way. Constantly bettering yourself. It is what has got us this far in life. The evolutionary sort of practice, that is what has done wonders for us. That is the reason that basically humans have evolved to be the dominant species. I mean, we're not at the top of the food chain. There are animals that are even above us. But we made a point to lock them up and nearly hunt them all to extinction. I'm not endorsing this. I'm not saying it was the best way to go about anything, but I'm just saying that's the reason that humans are the dominant species. You can be this. Dominate your life. The world is like a dominatrix lover. The world will dominate you if you let it. Your key is to grab it, take over control, and tell this world what you want. And if you do that, if you do these moments in your life, it can make your dreams a physical, living, breathing reality. Brings realism to your fantasies, your wildest dreams. It is something. And it's what you were meant to do. People out there, don't wait another minute. Look, it's not always just about, this is about young people who are still young in the world. There are people who are set in their ways, who are old, or whatever, and they're afraid to change right now. They're afraid to shake things up. There are people who, basically, even when they were old, they decide to just shake things up and not settle for the bare minimum anymore. Make yourself that person. Your own hero is the person inside you, the person you want to be. There's also your guardian angel, your salvation. Go within, reach inside, take it, and start taking steps towards the life you want, the life you are meant to live. Do it. It's what is, and it's what needs to be. Do not waste yourself. You are meant to be grander than you are. You're always meant to be better. That's what, literally, life really is all about. Like, there are so many disadvantaged people. People who honestly have just settled. There are people who seem to be born with all the advantages, and they don't amount to much because, well, they don't feel the need to prove themselves. They don't need to, they're used to life just sort of handing them things, and they just coast. And there are some people who aren't born with any advantages whatsoever, and they just feel like this is all there is for them. They're just defective, and this is the way. I'm a broken toy. I'm just going to sit here and just let it all pass me by. I'd like to try, but I'm too afraid. I'm not just afraid. I feel like there's no hope for me. Success is meant for everyone else. Does any of this sound familiar to any of you? Make yourself somebody special. You are meant to shine, to beam. And there are some who basically became successful, whatever, and then their star burned out a little bit too quickly. That doesn't have to be you either. You don't have to be the one-hit wonder. You don't have to personally just say your 15 minutes of fame are up. Success is a tricky thing. Ask yourself what you're meant to be. You see, with me, let me tell you something. I was born with a condition, and I let life just let me settle for it. I let the condition sort of be my identity. I let it jerk me around to a lot of places I didn't want to go. I found myself drawn to all the wrong things. I thought I was just supposed to sit back and let the condition direct me. All I was ever going to be, I thought, was my condition. I was afraid to basically take responsibility. I thought it wouldn't work with me. I let the dominant sides of my brain, the little things that I'm interested in, whatever, lead me. I let it. I let it all. I was afraid. And I thought, I'm not going to be anything more than this. Let's just sit back and let the world pass me by. See, this is how tricky it gets. It doesn't have to be this way. Anywho, every single one of you is listening out there. Don't you want to get yourself involved? Don't you want to be better? Don't you? You're listening to Seeing the Change for the Past, Being the Change for the Future. Let us know what you're thinking. Let us know where you are and what you're planning on doing with your existence. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Don't let yourself settle anymore. Organic, what do you think about all that I've been saying? Remember, the first step is, from the youngest age you can, taking full responsibility for yourself. Saying that you are in charge of your own life, that you are in charge of yourself and your actions. Taking responsibility. I am leading myself. Saying that, meaning it. Don't let the fire inside you dim. Everyone is given a spark. That spark is meant to be basically fanned and turned into a flame, a towering inferno, burning away, flourishing. Don't let yourself get basically, don't let yourself personally pushed aside. Be what you want to be. Be what you need to be. Be what you are meant to be. We all have this. We are all meant to do this. Don't let the fear of humiliation, see, a lot of people are afraid, they're too afraid to try, they're afraid to be embarrassed. That's right. It can be embarrassing when we fail.
Hey, feces.
Yeah.
I'm looking for this for feces. Feces. Now, let's try to see if we can get feces and you on the same show within the next, if we can't get you on next week, at least I want to try to see if we can get you and feces on there together. We're going to see, because we only got a few weeks before October's International Disabled Awareness Month.
That's true.
So as soon as we're doing speeches on the show together. But yeah, as this is the thing also too. You can throw a lot of germs at people, and these things are almost like constipation, success constipation. And when you experience those things that you have experienced, it hits you through your it's like emotional trauma, right?
Because
all right. It's things in life that you don't necessarily experience that you can kind of move through and navigate. But when people have been through a lot sometimes, their problems of ignoring your problem because they have, quote unquote, became hard or resistant, they're more of cross-contamination. They want to make it seem like because they be able to navigate problems, and they want to make it seem like it's normal for you to have to deal with problems. Problems is not always mandatory for people to have to struggle to actually appreciate peace. What people understand is sometimes peace, having that level of peace, is just something that is sustained, like clean clothes, right? Your
right.
clothes are staying clean as long as it's clean, right?
You got
it's a basic concept. You know, if your clothes are just something dirty, it doesn't happen. It's dirty.
Right.
People with my concept, they don't get it. It's simple. It's self-explanatory. You know, the people that's most happy and most peaceful at moments don't necessarily have problems that people think they should have to be happy. So happiness is something, it's an independent thought process. You know, people try to define happiness and so happiness with all the responsibility, like somebody's, you know, like imagine this. Imagine you got with a woman and the woman had 13 kids. Now, that's why we say, whoa, that's a lot of kids. Now, is the kids half the problem, or is the problem behind the problem? What I'm saying to you, everyone, that's possibly hearing this,
mm-hmm.
you, can create, you can create a problem that never existed because your mindset. These kids can be more wonderful than you can imagine not having any kids and bring you to a lack of, you know, perspective and capacity of hiring your thoughts to be more excellent and not being contaminated, freeing you from emotional neglect. It can be all those 13 things that you was as a kid and give you another perspective. Wonderful, right? Right. Imagine all the kids that you have came across, that you have any action with. How many kids you think out there that don't have reflection of someone that's appreciating their thoughts? And as they become older, that appreciation deteriorates with those that don't have that kind of foundational setup around them. And they become the boogeyman for things that you're not necessarily experiencing in life.
And then people that really invest in you, they don't get a genuine investment in an effort that is appreciative, right?
Oh,
thank
yeah.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, everyone. Just take a moment. Take a moment and appreciate the kids, appreciate the adults, appreciate the older people, appreciate the younger people. You know, I say about this show, it's not just about battered. It's about cleaning the cross-contamination of battered and freeing the person from the problem, and also, too, not giving a person a problem because you don't have it. You know, sometimes people give you problems because they seem to be conditioning you within the mindset of contamination, and that's not as that's not a powerful and a thing that you really respect for somebody. You respect the things that people give you that solution. You know, uplifting you through an encouragement moment. That's really redefining you. Now, everyone, we take a moment to appreciate talk dudes, appreciate other talk dudes of the world, and appreciate yourself as you're reflecting your things that you're oppositionally overcoming. My name is Comedy Organic, okay? Technically organic, okay? But comedy follows the actual respect that I'm going through this, you know, capacity of thinking. But in comedy alone, because that's what I cover. I cover, I'm a comedian, motivational speaker. I facilitate, organically volunteer. I came with the actual perspective of doing multiple things. I've been mentoring, I've mentored adults since I was a young child. And so many people that I've talked to, motivated, encouraged outside of their perspective of even knowing that problem was existing, was eating them up and taking their happiness and putting it in the fire, the fuel, and give the actual energy of what the life of their pain would smell like. They were sizzling the actual interest. It's so fascinating how people destroy you with the appetite of your happiness. I want all your happiness to be there. They can sizzle and maintain it like food prepping of misery. I'm going to destroy you with all the misery and the intention of having that truly invested person. People out there in the world that eat healthy, but they're unhealthy and they have a habit of helping. And that's the problem. People see a lot of people want to have the label of organic, but more like pleasurized organic. You know, that's a whole other story, another day conversation. Thank you, everybody. Thank everyone for those that's actually uplifting. We want to appreciate the lineup of the happiness that we're going to reflect, and we want to line up inside of Talk Dude's life. So I'm going to hold y'all to that accountability of when you see this young man, don't discourage him. Encourage him. Encourage him how you want your young brother, your young nephew, your young cousin, your young friend. Thank everyone for tuning in. My name is Tommy Organic, okay? You've been listening to Seeing the Change from the Past, Being the Change for the Future. And my co-host is Talk Dude. Go ahead and Talk Dude. We listen.
You can pick all our shows up on the web on Blog Talk Radio. We invite you to really tune in and plug in, not just to our show, but to yourself, realizing you can be what you need to be, what you're meant to be. All right. I want to thank everybody for tuning into this show at some point, somebody who might hear this. And thank yourself for deciding to really listen and follow the message and really take the real major steps in your life, if you do. I want to basically thank everybody for tuning in, hearing. Thank you, and good night.